Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Doing well. Last week, you left us with a challenge about Ansel Adams and the beach.
Yes, I did. I said, start with the name Ansel Adams, add a letter, then rearrange the letters to spell the names of three things you might see in a photograph of a beach. What are they?
Well, what are they?
If you add the letter P, you can spell palm, sand, and sea.
Ansel Adams on the beach, by the way, the rejected Philip Glass opera.
That's right. He didn't do it because he didn't want to repeat himself.
So let's move on to this week's quiz.
I think that's a good idea. All right, Ian, on August 3rd, 1492, Christopher Columbus departed from Spain, beginning the first of his four voyages to the Americas. So this week, I've brought some questions about other famous explorers.
Okay, I shall do my best.
First up, the woman depicted on the obverse of a U.S. $1 coin, the reverse of which is redesigned each year to depict a different scene of Native American culture.
Would assume that's Sacagawea?
That is correct. The Indian guide that helped Lewis and Clark on their travels in the Northwest.
In search of a change machine.
That's right. Next up, the explorer to whom director Wes Anderson dedicated the 2004 film The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, and to whom Bill Murray's character is an homage.
Cousteau?
Yes, Jacques Cousteau is correct. The four-word term for the South African geographical feature around which explorer Bartholomew Diaz was the first European to sail in 1488.
I believe that's the Cape of Good Hope.
The Cape of Good Hope is correct. And yes, that was him counting the number of words on his fingers that you heard. The explorer nicknamed the Father of New France, who named a lake bordered by New York and Vermont after himself.
A big shout out to Rouse's Point for Lake Champlain.
Yeah, Samuel de Champlain, the explorer, and of course Lake Champlain, the lake there. And finally, the site reached by Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay on May 2nd, 1953, 2 months after their expedition set up base camp.
That's Mount Everest.
That is correct, Mount Everest. Well, once again, Ian didn't get lost in the woods. He went 5 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. Do you still play Marco Polo in the pool? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Mike Nothnagel is OK2.
I see what you did there.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz or some extra credit questions or the weekly challenge, which I leave to Mike.
Start with the name of the explorer Leif Erikson, L-E-I-F. E-R-I-C-S-O-N. Change one letter to a D, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 5 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the second, that names a person you might take a road trip with. Who is it? So again, start with the name of the explorer Leif Erikson. Change one letter to a D, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 5, 6, that names a person you might take a road trip with. Who is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, as long as we're not left on Pitcairn Island, I'll see you this same time next week.
See you then, Ian.